You know, there is something deeply wrong when a jetliner with 13 flight hours on it is more valuable in pieces than it is in one piece. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's the story. A Boeing 787 Dreamliner, an aircraft that lists for somewhere north of $250 million, built almost brand new with roughly 13 total flight hours, is being torn apart for parts. Not because it crashed, not because of structural failure, because the math says it is worth more as a collection of components than as a flying airplane. And if that sounds backwards, stay with me, because this is actually a story about what happens when the aviation supply chain breaks. Here's what you need to know. This particular 787 was one of several Dreamliners that were built but never entered regular service. Some of these airframes were ordered by airlines that either went under, restructured, or simply never took delivery. The aircraft sat, they waited, and while they waited, the world changed around them. The pandemic gutted airline schedules. Then the recovery hit, and suddenly everybody wanted to fly again. Airlines scrambled to get airframes back in the air. But here's the catch. Boeing's production issues, and we have talked about those at length on this show, meant new aircraft deliveries slowed to a trickle. At the same time, existing fleets were aging and needed parts. Engines, landing gear assemblies, avionics boxes, flight control actuators, the kind of components that take months or even years to manufacture new. Now think about what that does to the parts market. When you cannot get a new Trent 1000 engine from Rolls-Royce for 18 months. But there is a perfectly good one sitting on a parked Dreamliner in the desert, that engine becomes extraordinarily valuable. We are talking tens of millions of dollars for a single power plant. Multiply that across two engines, the auxiliary power unit, the landing gear sets, the integrated modular avionics, the flight management computers, and suddenly you have got a parts inventory that exceeds what anyone would pay for the whole aircraft. This is not a new phenomenon in aviation, by the way. Older airframes have been parted out for decades. You see it in general aviation all the time. How many of us have bought a salvaged Lycoming or a serviceable Navcom pulled from a bent airframe? The economics are the same at every scale. When the part is scarce and the airframe has limited market value, the razor wins. But what makes this case remarkable is the age, or rather the lack of age. 13 flight hours. This is not a worn-out widebody with 60,000 cycles on it. This is essentially a factory-fresh airplane. And someone looked at the spreadsheet and said, "Tear it apart." The headline does not tell the whole story, though. This is really about a structural problem in how commercial aviation manages its supply chain. Boeing has been delivering fewer 787s than airlines need. The production line had quality control issues that led to a lengthy delivery pause a few years back. And even now, the ramp-up has been slower than promised. Meanwhile, Airbus is in a similar bind with the A350. The entire wide-body market is supply-constrained. So what happens? Airlines defer retirements of older aircraft. They keep flying 767s and A330s longer than planned because the replacements are not arriving. Those older jets eat parts, and the parts suppliers look at low-time, undelivered airframes sitting in storage and see a goldmine. There is a company called GA Telesis, and several others in the aircraft teardown and parts trading business. For them, this is not tragic. It is rational. They buy an aircraft at a fraction of its original cost, methodically disassemble it, certify every component, and sell those parts into a market that is desperate for them. A single set of landing gear from a 787 can fetch several million dollars. The composite wing structures, the titanium fittings, the wiring harnesses, all of it has value when it carries the right paperwork. And that is a key point in aviation. A part without documentation is just metal, or in the case of the Dreamliner, just carbon fiber. What makes these teardown parts valuable is the traceability. Every component comes with a birth certificate, a maintenance history, and airworthiness certification. That paperwork is what lets it go from a parked jet in Marana, Arizona, to an active airline fleet in Singapore. Now, this affects you if you're watching the commercial aviation market for any reason. If you're a regional pilot hoping to move up, understand that fleet planning at the majors is constrained right now. Airlines want to grow. They have the routes and the demand. What they do not always have is the metal. That creates a ripple effect. When a major cannot get enough new widebodies, they hold on to narrowbodies longer, which means fewer hand-me-downs flowing to the regionals, which affects hiring timelines and base assignments. If you're in general aviation, this is a useful reminder of how parts economics work at every level. That Cessna 172 sitting in the back of a hangar with a run-out engine and a corroded airframe? Someone is doing the same math. Is the airframe worth more as a flying airplane or as a parts source for the fleet? The scale is different. The logic is identical. There is also an environmental angle here that is worth noting. The 787 is roughly 50% composite by weight. Carbon fiber reinforced polymer does not recycle the way aluminum does. When you tear apart a legacy 737, that aluminum goes back into the stream pretty efficiently. Composite structures from a Dreamliner present a genuine disposal challenge for the parts that do not find a second life. The industry is still working on scalable recycling solutions for these materials. Boeing, for its part, has not commented publicly on individual teardown cases, but the company is well aware that its delivery delays are feeding this secondary market. Every Dreamliner that gets parted out is an airframe that is not flying passengers and not generating the long-term aftermarket revenue that Boeing's business model depends on. It is not a good look when your newest product is worth more dead than alive. So where does this go? Honestly, until Boeing and Airbus can reliably deliver new widebodies at the rate airlines need them, the teardown market will keep thriving. Parts scarcity drives prices up. High parts prices make teardowns economically attractive. And as long as there are orphaned airframes sitting in storage without operators, someone will do the math and reach for the wrenches. It is one of those aviation stories that sounds absurd on the surface. A $250 million airplane with 13 hours on it, scrapped. But underneath, it is entirely logical. Supply and demand do not care how new your airplane is. They only care what the market needs right now. Sources for today's segment include reporting from Simple Flying and industry data from aviation analysts covering the widebody market. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower, fly smart, and I will see you on the next one.